College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gavers pregame show, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're in Kearney as the Broncos get set to take on the Lopers from UNK as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, I think this is a game that everybody, fans and the coaches and the players all look forward to.
Yeah, a lot of tradition, a lot of history, a lot of great memories. A lot of great players and coaches have played in this game, and you know, a lot of those people are still around and still in the communities. And so anytime you have something like that, it's a special deal.
You were a person who really played in this thing back when the rivalry was pretty hot between UNK and Hastings. What do you remember out of this thing?
I remember that it was a special deal, and there was people would ask you about, hey, when do you play Kearney? We got to beat Kearney, and I'm sure the same thing happened over at Kearney. Hey, when do you play Hastings? You got to beat Hastings. And then the crowds were magnificent, and the intensity, just the environment of it. I mean, you look back, you know, when Jerry Heisher over at Kearney, Doc Farrell, you know, Coach Trader, Coach Kropp, those matchups, just great matchups, great intensity, and great basketball people.
Not the rivalry maybe that it once was, but you have decided to keep the rivalry going with the folks at UNK. Why'd you guys decide to keep this thing going?
Well, I think it's a great for the state. It's great for basketball in this area. And like I said, there's a lot of people that have played in it, a lot of people that take interest in it. And so we wanted to keep playing. They wanted to keep playing. And so that's why we do it.
Last night, it was a win over Tabor here at home, 99-63, with the exception of maybe 7-8 minutes of the second half. You know, it was a good game for us.
We were very dialed in. I mean, we were really dialed in to start the game. We came out with the proper urgency, starting with warm-ups and carrying that over into the beginning of the game. We got really good shots offensively. I thought we played with great pace. Defensively, we carried out our assignments. We understood their personnel. We understood what we were doing defensively and really played a pretty complete game for the most part.
Yeah, got out to a 51-22 lead by halftime. And like we said, about 7 minutes of the second half didn't play very well. They cut the lead down to 17, but we pretty much kept them at bay.
Well, and once they did that, you know, we were able to get back going and get some rhythm back to us, and then we were able to stretch the lead out. So I credit our guys with the ability to do that, because when people are making a run at you, we've seen enough games turn. You know, we saw a team in our league lose a 19-point lead with 4.5 minutes left. So college basketball, those things can happen. So our guys got dialed back in, did a nice job, stretched the lead out, and then we got a lot of guys playing time. It was good to see, you know, guys like Austin Ash, Trevor Adelung, Ryan Ierna, Shannon Watkins get playing time down the stretch, significant playing time.
What did you see out of those guys?
I thought our guys played hard. I thought they played well together. They shared the ball. They executed things. And those guys are the guys that make us better every day in practice. So it's great to see those guys get in the game.
Really got 44 points off your bench yesterday.
Yeah, our bench was good. Wahlberg really shot the ball well. And, you know, he's very capable of doing that. And he can stretch the defense. Good effort by, you know, Eli off the bench. Zach Johnson has played well. He didn't shoot as good as he did the other day. But he's shooting over 50% from the arc. And anytime he's in the game, people have to pay attention to him.
Offensively, last night against Tabor, Hastings hitting 52% of their field goals, 12 out of 30 from a three-point range, and had 24 assists on those made baskets. So offensively, a pretty complete show.
Yeah, I thought the ball moved well. I thought we made the extra pass. We shared the ball. We were very unselfish. You know, at halftime, I think we were something like 9 of 17 from the arc. So we got off to a great start. And that's just what we did in the last two games is we came out and we got off to very quick starts. And we were very dialed in and we were able to carry the momentum.
Defensively, you held Tabor to 29% shooting. They were 2 of 16 from three-point range.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a good job defensively. I thought we did a nice job being above our man. The things that we worked on during the week that you and I talked about Saturday, we were executing. We're not giving up easy post touches. We're in gaps. We're limiting people to one shot. We're getting back in transition. And those are things we want to do consistently. And that's why these two games coming up are really important, because now we're going to play bigger physical teams that are more athletic. And if we can do those things, it'll prep us for January conference games.
And a game like last night, not an easy one to play. It's a Monday night. Everybody else is gone as far as the students are concerned. Not a large crowd, but you guys really took care of business.
Yeah, and that was a good thing. We talked about that. Hey, there may not be a very big crowd, but it shouldn't matter how many people are in the stands. We've got to play to a certain standard set by us, and I think our guys did that. We had the proper focus. We had the proper intensity. And, again, we'll see if we can do that again tonight and then tomorrow on the road at Augie.
So now you're picking up a little steam, and we kind of talked about that yesterday, about this is the week to really build momentum to get ready for January. You've got two down.
Yeah, we got two down, and these two are really good because you're playing good quality teams on the road at their place. And so can you go on the road, get yourself mentally and physically ready to compete and execute things at a high level?
Okay, we'll come back and talk about UNK as our pregame show continues after this.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning and Hastings. And Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine. They're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers, Hastings and Nebraska Kearney here tonight at the Helton Sports Center. Coach, NAIA schools are granted a couple of exhibition games. You guys are going to burn them here in this 1 week with UNK tonight and then Augustana tomorrow. Just talk about the importance of playing exhibition games like this.
Well, we thought back-to-back road games against quality opponents would get us ready for January conference. And these two teams can present problems for us on the glass, inside with physicality, that we need to go against people like this because we're going to see it, you know, when you play your Morningside, you play your Dorts, you play people in our league that have those elements. So these are great tests so we can find out how much progress we've made and if we can carry it into January.
I think anytime you play a Division II opponent, you naturally got to be concerned with bigger, faster, stronger guys. So rebounding is usually a big key.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about it before. In our four losses, we've been out-rebounded. But the last couple games, we've won the glass, and most of our wins, we've won the glass. So if we can hold our own on the glass against Kearney tonight and Augustana tomorrow, then we know we've made significant progress in taking care of that area.
Wins are not necessarily the most important thing when you go play NCAA Division II school. What are the goals that you have in mind for this week, especially these next two games?
Well, consistent performance. We've set the standard of don't give up transition baskets. Limit people to one shot. Offensively, run the floor hard. Move the ball. Play inside out. And then, obviously, every opponent's a little different, so try to take advantage of different things with different opponents. And then be dialed in. Be locked in. Execute your scout. Know their tendencies. Never let somebody beat you with their strength. Always make them beat you with their weakness.
That really is making a difference if we're playing in the GPAC, playing a Tabor team from the KCAC or the Division II, right?
Right. There's just certain things you can look at. Are you mentally ready to play? It doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter what their record is. Are you ready to play and do things to the standard that you've set? And, you know, the last few games we have been, and by and large, most of our games we have been, but that's the opportunity we have in the next two against better opponents on the road at their place. And if you're going to make a run at the end of the year, you have to win games outside of your own gym.
All right, it's UNK here tonight, a team that is 4-5 on the season. The scouting report on these guys.
Obviously, the Coster kid's really good, lead him in scoring with 17 points a game. The Jewel kid has not shot it well yet this year. He's 29% from the arc, but he's capable of shooting in the high 40s. Kid from Harlan who can really shoot the ball. Physical inside, McGrath's physical inside. Penner kid can shoot the ball. Winchester, quick point guard, left-handed point guard. Jackson kid, athletic, can get to the glass. So we collectively have got to be very good. Each man's got to carry out his assignment, and we got to be playing 5-1.
The Coster kid, obviously, the main focus in this line.
Yeah, and they do a lot of stuff for him because of his skill level. They try to get him in spots where he can get isolated and he can attack you off the dribble. So we'll have to play really good team defense against him. And you got to make sure that he doesn't get downhill. He tries to post a little bit. So I expect they'll try to post us. They'll try to pound the ball inside. And we've got to be ready for that, and we've got to talk and provide early help.
The Penner kid we saw for years at Aurora, and you guys probably recruited him as well. He's a good player and a guy can shoot the ball.
Definitely. You can't give him space. You better be there on the catch. You have to make him put it on the floor because, I mean, if he catches it and shoots it and he's got space and time, he's going to knock him down.
How tough is this now? We're gonna play three games in a row here, two of them on the road. How tough is it?
Oh, I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great challenge, and I think great competitors like that. You know, I think they're looking forward to it. We talked about it before. We're done with finals. We don't have class. We get to go on the road. We get to spend time together. We get to play basketball together. So I think the players look at it as fun. They're going to have to fight through a little fatigue. Your legs might be a little bit tired. But those are the things that you've got to get through at the end of the year as well when you're trying to make a run in your conference and beyond.
With that in mind, is that the reason we went to the bench a lot last night? They chewed up a lot of minutes late in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we had a comfortable lead, and so we wanted to get guys on the floor. You always want to get those guys ready because you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you can have foul trouble. God forbid you have an injury, but sometimes you have an injury that holds a guy out for a week or two or more. And so anytime you can develop your bench, I think it's a good thing.
Okay, good luck, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description. Up next is the Lopers and the Broncos tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gaber's pregame show, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Hastings College Basketball is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with three locations in Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help you when you need it most, now. By Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, across the street from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Health and Sports Center Buckle Court here tonight. Hastings College getting sent to take on the Lopers from Nebraska. Kearney Hastings coming in, a record of 11 wins, 4 losses on the season. Broncos were on the floor less than 24 hours ago. Hastings knocking off Tabor College last night by a score of 99-63. So the Broncos are sitting at 11-4 on the season, facing a team in Nebraska Kearney tonight. They have a record of 4 wins and 5 losses. They have not played since December the 9th when they beat Mount Marty out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference and beat them just a final score of 79-69 was the final score. I had a tough time seeing our papers. They've got the whites off here at the Health and Sports Center as they introduce the starting lineups from the Lopers from Nebraska Kearney. So Hastings and the Lopers squaring off here again as they renew their rivalry. UNK beating Hastings last year 93-64, but the Broncos were able to pick up a win during the 2016-2017 season, 85-83. So in the last 5 games between the Lopers and the Broncos, Hastings has won 2 of them. We mentioned the 2016 game. Hastings also winning in 2012 here, 95-83. And Hastings I would say has their best chance at maybe beating the Lopers we've had in several years here. And we'll see what happens in this ball game here tonight. The Lopers will control the opening tip. UNK will shoot to our basket to our right. They're dressed in their white uniforms and their blue numerals. Hastings dressed in their crimsons here tonight. As we play at the Helton Sports Center, welcome to the Lopers and the Broncos tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS, Hastings forces a turnover in the opening possession. The Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Hiscock, takes the ball down to the baseline. Trapped down there for Hastings is going to be Shane Chamberlain. He gets it out of Hiscock in the lane. Hiscock goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, and the ball is brought down here by Coster for Nebraska Kearney. He's their leading scorer, and Coster drives it to the hole, and the ball poked away there by Kevin Miller of Hastings. So it's going to be Nebraska Kearney playing it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is Chase Winchester inbounding the ball here for the Lopers, and he's going to come out here to Cannon Coster. Coster is averaging 16.7 points per ball game. He's a product out of Kearney High School, a local boy here. Coster feeds it inside, and the shot is up there and in as they go to work. That's Weston Baker McGroth getting the field goal, and that's what we expect the Lopers to do here tonight. Division II teams normally bigger, faster, and stronger. They expect to post up the Broncos inside tonight. Kevin Miller gets the field goal on the other end for Hastings, so the Broncos come back to tie things up. 18 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. There's Coster driving the ball to the basket and scoring. 4-2 is the score now. The Lopers out on top of Hastings College. Broncos again playing last night, beating Tabor 99-63. Hastings sitting at 11-4 in the season, playing a couple of NCAA Division II opponents now. For the next two nights, tomorrow night will be in Sioux Falls as the Broncos will take on Augustana University, a tough one tomorrow night. Here's Miller with the ball, gives it up now to Hiscock, gets away, drives it into the hole, and shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to A.J. Jackson. Jackson has got it now to Coster. Here come the Lopers back in their offensive zone. Jackson has got the ball right side now to Winchester. Broncos in the man-to-man defense. Left side is going to be Coster behind his screen. Coster gives it away to McGrath inside. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hiscock. Gets his own ball back. He gets into the free throw line to Jewell. Now back inside. A jumper by McGrath is no good. Tip try by McGrath is good. First one he misses. McGrath finally got to the second one to go down. 6-2 is the score. The Lopers are out on top of Hastings College. Here's Miller. Takes it down on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Shane Chamberlain getting the field goal there for Hastings College. And now it's a 6-4 ball game. The Lopers have a 2-point lead. UNK has got the ball. Out here on the wing is A.J. Jackson. Goes over to Coster on the wing on the left side. Coster, bounce pass, goes down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by McGrath. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal foul whistled on Bart Hiscock. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Weston Baker McGroth. He's a just a 16% foul shooter. So you got the guy at the free throw line. He's now 2 out of 13 from the free throw line as he misses this shot here. Weston will have one more. 6-4 the score. The Lopers out on top. Here's the next one. It's up there. And the shot is no good, so he misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. They feed it inside to Hiscock. His shot is up there, no good. He's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called on McGrath. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Lopers. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bart Hiscock for Hastings. Hiscock is 78% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, good. Hastings is a team hitting 75% of their free throw tosses here this year. Nebraska Kearney hitting only 61% of their free throws. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hiscock, and the rebound comes down here to A.J. Jackson. So Hastings is within 1 point, 6-5 to score. Early in the ballgame, 16:46 to play. Here's McGrath. He stuffs one home. Weston Baker McGrath stuffing one home there for the Lopers, and UNK goes out on top now. Final score of 8-5. They get it inside to Miller. Kicks it out here on the wing. That's Logan Cale. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Hiscock. His follow shot no good. And the rebound comes down to A.J. Jackson. Jackson gets it away to Winchester. Long pass down the floor. McGrath has got it. His shot is up there and in. Weston Baker McGrath, who's only been averaging 6 points per ball game. He's got eight so far here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, and we've got eight timeouts. Timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a break, 16-15 to play here in the first half at UNK 10, Hastings 5.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
KHAS.
All right, back here at the Health and Sports Center, there's Miller driving the ball in the hole and scoring for Hastings. And Miller is going to be fouled on the play. So Kevin Miller is fouled. He gets the field goal. The personal foul is going to be called here on Chase Winchester. That's going to be his first personal foul. And the second teamer called on the Lopers. A shot from the free throw line by Miller is going to be no good. So it's a 10-7 ball game. We're early in this one. We're about 4 minutes into the contest here from the Health and Sports Center tonight. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Loposki. Drives back the other way. And an offensive foul is called here on Loposki as he runs over Chase Winchester. So UNK turns it over. Loposki got the interception, but then he's whistled for the offensive charge at the other end. First foul on Loposki. Team foul number two in the Broncos. UNK has got the ball. The Lopers have a three-point lead, 10-7 to score. Winchester behind the screen, and now we're going to have a offensive foul called here, an illegal screen set up by Weston Baker McGrath. That's going to be his second foul, team foul number three on the Lopers. So now McGrath is going to have to come out of the ball game. Austin Luger is going to come in there now for UNK. Luger is a 6'8" sophomore out of Alliance, Nebraska. He's into the starting. He's into the lineup right now for UNK. Looking to penetrate there is going to be Hiscock. He's going to foul on the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Luger. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Lopers. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket, 10-7 to score. Broncos are trailing by three here in this one. There's a pass into the backcourt. Retrieving the ball there is going to be Kevin Miller. That second rotation in there now is Zach Kitten is out there. Also out there for Hastings is Ben Wahlberg. Here's a turnover on Hastings as the Broncos trying to pound the ball inside. Coming back with the ball and a traveling violation there on the Coster. So Cannon Coster is whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be the third turnover on UNK here in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. 15:08 to play here in the first half. UNK has got the lead over Hastings, 10-7 to score. Hastings with the ball. Zach Johnson comes across the top now. That's going to be a Wahlberg with it now to Miller on the far side. Miller trying to shake loose. He feeds it inside. Kitten has got the ball. Kitten bounces off of a defender. Puts it up in front of the basket. His shot good. Zach Kitten scores for Hastings. And the Broncos within 1 point now. 10-9 to score. 14:41 to play. Here in the first half, Jewell has got the ball now for UNK. Over to the far side, Coster has got it. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline to Winchester. Down the right wing, that's Jewell with the ball. Back out to Henry Penner, the Aurora kid here for UNK. There's a long-range jumper from the wing on the far side by Luger. No good. Rebound Hastings. Ben Wahlberg with a rebound. Gives it away to Brendan Loposki. Down to Wahlberg over here left side to Zach Johnson. UNK in the man-to-man defense. Over to Wahlberg, sends it inside. Kitten has got the ball. He spins. Kitten bounces off of the defender. Throws up a little five-footer. His shot no good. Rebound Penner. Henry Penner has got the rebound for UNK. Back in the offensive end, Jewel has got it out on top to Coster for three. Bingo. Cannon Coster hits the three ball from the top of the key. 13-9 is the score. Coster averaging 16.9 points per ball game. He's the only guy in double figures for UNK. He's got five already here in this ball game, and now we got an offensive foul called here. An offensive foul is going to be called on Kevin Miller. And now we've got a timeout on the floor here with 13:34 to play in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings, right across the street from the water park. 13:34 to play in the first half. It's UNK 13, Hastings 9.
5 Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Health and Sports Center Buckle Court on the campus of UNK tonight. Nebraska Kearney. Hastings has hit four out of their first nine shots here tonight. Broncos 0 out of 1 on three-pointers. Nebraska Kearney 6 out of their first 8 shots. They're 1 out of 2 from three-point range. Hastings last night against Tabor hit 52% of their field goals. They were 35 out of 67 from the field, and they were 12 out of 30 from a three-point territory. On the road here tonight, there's a shot from the top of the key. Good. Chase Winchester. Three-pointer by Winchester. So now UNK has banged a couple of three-pointers down here on back-to-back possessions, and the Lopers have the lead over Hastings. 16-9 is the score now. There's a Zach Johnson with the ball. Johnson moves it down to the baseline. That's going to be Kitten with the ball. Comes out to Wahlberg. Back down in the corner. That's Johnson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Luger. Luger has got the ball down to Winchester. Driving it back the other way. Drives it all the way to the hole. His shot is good, but it won't count. A traveling violation is called there on Chase Winchester. Turnover number four on UNK so far in the ball game. 12 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. 16-9 is the score. UNK has got the lead over Hastings College. There's a Kitten with the ball just across the 10-second line. Goes to Eli Hunter, who's into the ball game now. The Wahlberg here on the near sideline. Ben dribbles once, sends it back out to Kitten here at the top of the key. Zach Kitten looking, goes over to Eli over on the wing. The ball is going to be lost into the backcourt. It's chased down here by Zach Johnson. Now to Kitten, who throws up a 35-footer at the end of the shot clock, and it goes down through the hole for a three-pointer. 16-12 is the score. Ball was lost into the backcourt. Hastings retrieves the ball. They got it to Kitten, who throws up at least a 35-footer for a three-pointer at the other end. Winchester gets it right back. His second three-pointer in the ball game. In fact, back-to-back threes now for Chase Winchester. 19-12 is the score. UNK has got the lead. There's a pass to Johnson, dropping the baseline. His shot good. A reverse layup by Zach Johnson, and Hastings back to within 5 points, 19-14 here. 11:37 to play in the first half from the Health and Sports Center here tonight. Jewel has got the ball to Winchester for three. Shot good again. Chase Winchester has been hitting 44% of his three-pointers so far this season, and he bangs three in a row down through the hole here in the last couple of minutes of this ball game. It's now a 22-14 ball game. UNK has got the lead over Hastings. Johnson goes to Hiscock. His three-pointer is way off of the mark. No good. In fact, an air ball. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be UNK basketball. So Chase Winchester, a junior out of DeSoto, Texas, is a guy who's causing all kinds of problems here for the Wolfers in his first half of play. Hastings has fallen behind here early in this ballgame, 22-14. Broncos 11-4 in the season. Nebraska Kearney 4-5. The Lopers played Mount Marty a week ago on a Sunday and beat the Lancers by 10 points. There's a shot put up there, no good by Jewell. The ball battled for is going to be brought down here by Hastings College. That's Hiscock with the rebound. Hiscock down to Miller. Miller brings it over here left side to Shane Chamberlain. Rainbow pass comes out to Miller. Miller penetrates to the goal. The shot good. Kevin Miller scores for Hastings. Miller now with now 6 points in the ball game. Hastings is down by six, 22-16 here in the first half. Jewell has got the ball. Jewell now to Henry Penner, and he throws the ball away. Got to get it down low, and the ball is thrown out of bounds. That's going to be the fifth turnover on Nebraska Kearney. They were trying to get the ball to Parker Batting, who just checked into the ball game there. And Batting wasn't looking for it, and turnover on the Lopers. Hastings has got the ball. They're trailing 22-16. Miller has got it underneath the basket. Reverse layup is up there and in. Kevin Miller now with 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points, 22-14 here. This is Winchester with the ball. Winchester now to Henry Penner. Now to Winchester, the Batting on the far side. Batting comes out on top to Jewell. Jewell takes it to the wing on the left side on the dribble. Now to Batting, back out on top. Winchester over here to Penner for three. The shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Kevin Miller has got the ball for the Broncos. Kevin into the forecourt. Miller pulls up. Here's a pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Penner. That's the second turnover on Hastings College so far here in the ball game. Here's Batting with the ball. Batting comes over here on the wing, and the ball is knocked out of the hands of Jewell. And Nebraska Kearney will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench, but we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break with 9 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd Street in Hastings, the home of NFL and college football. 9:24 to play in the first half. UNK 22, Hastings 18.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbilt fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings has hit 8 out of the first 15 shots here in the ball game tonight. 53%. The Broncos 1 out of 3 on 3 pointers. Nebraska Kearney 9 out of 13. That's 69%. UNK has hit 4 out of 7 from 3 point territory during the first couple of minutes of this ball game. We've got 9 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Kearney 22-18. As Nebraska Kearney has got the ball in their offensive end. This is going to be Henry Penner with it, the product out of Aurora. Moves over here on the right side. That's Winchester with the ball. Drives it against Miller. Miller is knocked down on a screen, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Morgan Soucy. Morgan Soucy picks up the foul on an illegal screen. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number 5 on the Lopers here in the first half of play. So the Broncos can slice into the lead right here. 22-18 is the score. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive end. Kevin Miller has got the ball out here. UNK pressuring out just as the Broncos have the ball inside the offensive zone here. They extend out their defense a little bit. There's Hiscock. And Elena shots up there and in. Martin Hiscock scoring there for Hastings, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 22-20. UNK has got the lead. Batting with the ball. They work it inside to Jackson. Jackson reverse layup underneath the basket. Is shot good. A.J. Jackson scoring there. A.J., the junior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. That gives UNK a 4-point advantage now at 24-20, 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half from the Health and Sports Center Long-range jumper from the corner. His shot is up there. No good by Loposki. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be UNK basketball. So Brendan Loposki throwing up the tray from deep in the right corner. That was no good. And now UNK will play things in here in backcourt. UNK beat Hastings a season ago. Broncos did not play well here last year, 93-64. Hastings was just getting back from their Florida trip. In fact, they got back like at 2 o'clock in the morning and then played that night here and got blown out by the Loafers. There's a shot from the corner. It's going to be up there and in. Morgan Soucy hits one from the deep right corner, and the Loafers now have a six-point lead over Hastings, 26-20. Is the score with 7:45 to play. Hiscock has got the ball, backs up in the lane, puts up a little hook shot. It's going to be no good. It's on with the back iron, and the rebound comes down to Henry Penner. Penner has got the ball now for a UNK. Into the forecourt to A.J. Jackson. Comes out between the rings now to batting. They work it back around to Winchester. Baseline on the right side. Comes back out on top to a Penner. Over there to A.J. Jackson. The batting at the top of the key. Down here to Winchester, and the ball is lost out of bounds. They give the ball to a UNK. They say it was off of the foot of Kevin Miller. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Kitten going out. Will be Hiscock. 7:16 to play here in the first half. Hastings is a trailing UNK. The score is 26-20. Batting has got the ball around the screen. Batting drives it all the way to the basket. Is shot good. Parker Batting scoring there. And now it's a 28-20 ball game. UNK has scored the last 6 points after Hastings cut the lead down to just two. There's a Kevin Miller with the ball. Kevin Miller takes it in the lane. Nice move. Puts up a little 10-footer. Shot good. Kevin Miller has got 10 of the 22 points here for Hastings. Broncos are trailing down by 6, 28-22. 6:45 to play here in the first half. Out on top is a Penner with the ball. Penner moves it over to Winchester down in the baseline. There's a little hook shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Soucy. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Kevin Miller has got the ball. He's going to be hit on the play and a foul called. Parker Batting picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number six on the Loafers. Into the ball game now will be Carter Burns. Carter Burns coming into the ball game now for UNK. He's out of Ankeny, Iowa. He's a 6'6" senior. Into the ball game now for the Loafers. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 28-22 is the score. There's a long-range jumper there by Chamberlain that won't go from three. And the rebound comes down to A.J. Jackson. Jackson gives it away to Cannon Coster, who's back into the ball game. There's a shot in the lane. No good there by Batting. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal foul whistled on the Broncos. It's going to go on Logan Kale. That's going to be his first. Parker Batting will go to the free throw line now for UNK for two shots. Batting is a 2-for-2 on free throws this year, and he misses this one. Parker will have one more. 28-22 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points. Here comes the next shot. It's good. So Parker hits one out of two. UNK now 1 out of 4 on free throws here in this ball game. And now UNK has a 7-point advantage at 29-22. Hastings with the ball. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Batting. He drives his shot. No good. And he's fouled in the play here by Miller. So Hastings commenced their third turnover here in this first half. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here for UNK as Parker Batting will go back to the free throw line for the Loafers. It went out of two there just seconds ago. 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first half. It is 29-22, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Parker Batting hits the free throw. And now it's 30-22 is the score now. Here comes the second one. It's up there. It is good by Parker Batting. 6 minutes to play. Now it's a 30-22 is the score. 30-22. Hastings is down by 8 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Kitten. His shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Zach Kitten nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points, and the Broncos are back to within five. 30-25 is the score. Here's A.J. Jackson. A.J. to Coster. Now to A.J. underneath the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. A.J. Jackson gets the field goal and one. He is fouled in the play here by Kitten of Hastings. Zach picks up his first personal foul. So going to the free throw line here is going to be A.J. Jackson. He's a 50% foul shooter on the season. He's 3 out of 6 from the free throw line this year. 5:32 to play in the first half. Shot is up there, and the shot is good from A.J. Jackson. And now the Lopers are out to a 9-point lead, 34-25 here in the ball game. Here's a Kitten with the ball. Kitten gets it to Leposki, drives it into the lane. Traveling violation on Leposki. Fourth turnover on Hastings here in this first half of play. And now the Broncos need to screw things down here defensively. 34-25 is the score. The Lopers have built a 9-point lead. Batting with the ball. Batting goes over to Burns. Burns on the far sideline. Around the screen as Coster drives the ball to the hole. Goes up with a stuff and misses. And an offensive foul is called on Cannon Coster as he runs over Leposki for Hastings. Coster was going for the slam. Came up short and came down on the back of Leposki. And he's going to be whistled for a personal foul. So a charge on Coster. That's going to be his first 17th foul in UNK. Hastings has got the ball back under 5 minutes to play. Here in the first half, 34-25 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. There's a Kitten with the ball down on the baseline. Zach Kitten trying to move. Kitten jump pass comes out here to Logan Kale down in the deep left corner to Eli Hunter. His shot no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot good. Ben Wahlberg. Wahlberg had a good ball game last night with 13 points. That's his first field goal here tonight. 34-27. Broncos trailing by 7 points here to NCAA Division II UNK. Feed is on the wing to A.J. Jackson. He comes out on top to Batting. Batting around his screen, moves it to the wing on the right side. Picked up over there by Ben Wahlberg of Hastings. Here's Coster out here behind the screen. Coster has separation, throws up a three, his shot no good. And the ball is off with the fingertips of Kitten out of bounds. It's going to be UNK playing things in. We've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 4:02 to play here in the first half. UNK 34, Hastings 27.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
UNK out rebounding Hastings here in the first half, 13-7. Lopers have 2 offensive rebounds, 11 on defense. Hastings has got 2 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. Broncos still hitting 52% from the floor, 28% from three-point territory, 33% from the free throw line. Nebraska Kearney hitting 68% from the field. They're 13 out of 19. 4 out of 8 on three-pointers, 4 out of 7 from the free-throw line. UNK 34, Hastings 27. Men's college basketball action here tonight from the Health and Sports Center. Buckle Court in Kearney. Hastings and Nebraska. Kearney renewing their rivalry here in men's basketball. Here's a Winchester with a ball. Winchester over on the wing to Coster. Now to Winchester. Drives it out on the left side of the lane. Puts it up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. It's going to be out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch there by A.J. Jackson. High school basketball tonight. The Hastings High boys are playing host to Ralston tonight up at the Tiger Gym. The Adams Central boys and girls, they've got a doubleheader going out of the Patriot Gym here tonight. 34-27 is the score. Hastings trailing with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half from Carney. There's a shot from the baseline by Johnson. No good. Rebound comes down here to Luger. Luger gets the ball away to Winchester. Chase Winchester hustling back the other way. Dribbles to the left side of the floor. Winchester has got it over to Coster. Free throw line extended. They set a screen for him. Coster open out here in three-point territory. He comes across the top to Winchester. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down here to Kitten. Kitten takes it to the right side to Logan Kale. Kale into the offensive zone. Now to Zach Kitten. There's a Wahlberg. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the arc. Throws it to the far side to Logan Kale. Down in the left corner to Johnson. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Coster. Johnson is the eighth leading three-point shooter in the nation this week, but he has not been able to find the range here. Jewell has got the ball out to Coster. Coster takes it to the far sideline. That's a Jewell with it again. Coster has got it. Cannon Coster. He drives it against Kale. His shot is up there and in. Cannon Coster scoring there. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, 36-27. There's a Johnson losing control of the ball. That's going to be the fifth turnover on Hastings. Nebraska Kearney has got the ball back here with 2:20 to play in the first half. Winchester has got it on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Coster. Coster picked up there by Kale. His shot over Kale, good. Cannon Coster has now got 9 points in the ball game. UNK has now built an 11-point lead, 38-27 here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Here's Johnson, 4-3. Shot is up there and in. So finally, Zach Johnson finds the range from three-point territory. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 8 points. 38-30 is the score. Coster, cross-court pass to Winchester. Winchester steps back, throws up a three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Kitten with a rebound. Gets it away to Logan Kale. Down to a Kitten again. There's a Wahlberg for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jewell. 90 seconds to play, and now we've got a timeout from UNK. Lopers want to call a timeout here with a minute and 23 seconds to play in this first half. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. It's the Lopers 38, the Broncos 30.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night it's Hastings College and Augustana University. We'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota tomorrow night. 7:30 will be the tip-off. 7:15 pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing a couple of NCAA Division II opponents here this week. Coster has got the ball. Coster on the far side, drives it there against Hunter, throws it over in the wing here to Luger. Luger now to Coster, brings it back here to Luger, down low. He fights for position, he goes for the hole and scores. Austin Luger scoring there, and there's using her big physical frame to get to the basket. And UNK is out on top now by 10 points, 40-30. We got 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a Kitten with the ball out to Eli Hunter. Hunter brings it back to Bart Hiscock. Bart drives the ball into the hole, and now we got a traveling violation on Hiscock. Six turnovers now on Hastings. And now the Lopers with a 10-point lead will come back with the basketball. 40-30 is the score. Nebraska Kearney 4-5 on the season. They are 0-2 in the MIAA facing Hastings. Broncos have played pretty well so far in their first couple of weeks of the season, 11-4. Is our record coming up of a win over Tabor last night, 99-63. There's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's going to be no good by Luger. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Leposki has got the ball now with 10 seconds left. Leposki brings it into the offensive zone. Leposki drives it toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Leposki gets the field goal and one. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play, just what the doctor ordered right there. A.J. Jackson picks up the foul. Leposky gets his first field goal of the ball game. And now Leposky will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. That was a huge play there as the Broncos have cut the margin down to 8 points now at 40-32 with 3.2 seconds to play. Leposky at the free throw line for Hastings is shot good. A big, big play by the former University of Nebraska at Omaha Maverick. There's a shot from half court that's going to be no good there by Winchester, and that is the end of the first half of play here at the Helton Sports Center tonight. Men's college basketball, good ball game. The Lopers have the lead. It's UNK 40, Hastings 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
I'm back here at the Health and Sports Center, Buckle Court in Kearney here tonight. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Kearney. The score is 40-33. At halftime, biggest lead for UNK here in the first half has been 11 points. Hastings has not yet led in this basketball game. Score has been tied up a couple of times. In fact, one time, no lead changes with UNK leading all the way here in this one here tonight. The score is 40-33. At halftime, UNK has got the lead over Hastings College. We'll get you some halftime stats brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings in the first half hitting right at 50% from the floor. They're 14 out of 28. Hastings 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%. UNK hitting at a clip of 59.3%. UNK has hit 16 out of 27 here in the first half. Lopers 4 out of 12 on three-pointers. That's 33%. Not many free throws here in the first half. Hastings just 2 out of 4. University of Nebraska at Kearney 4 out of 7. Lopers are beating the Broncos on the board 16 to 12. UNK has got 2 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. Hastings with 2 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Broncos have 8 turnovers so far in the basketball game. UNK also with 8 turnovers. Hastings has got no block shots and 2 steals. 1 block shot, 4 steals for UNK. The Lopers, their leading rebounder is A.J. Jackson. He's got 5 boards in the first half. And Hastings has got several guys with 2. Brendan Leposky, also Bart Hiscock. Zach Kitten has 2 rebounds. Ben Wahlberg with 2 rebounds here in this first half of play. But again, the Lopers have the lead over Hastings College. The score is 40-33. Hastings got 10 points in the first half from Kevin Miller. Zach Kitten has got 8 points. Then you've got 5 points from Zach Johnson, 3 points from Brandon Leposky, 3 points from Bart Hiscock, and 2 points for Shane Chamberlain and Ben Wahlberg. Leading the way for the Lopers so far, Cannon Coster, he has got 9. Chase Winchester has hit 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points. Weston Baker McGrath has got 8 so far. 5 points apiece for A.J. Jackson and Parker Betting. And then 2 points for Morgan Soucy, Austin Luger. And that is it for UNK. They've got 40 on the board here at halftime. The Lopers with a lead over Hastings College at halftime. The score is 40-33. We'll take a break, and then Mike Spataro, he'll join us next with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Mike Spataro here for 1230 KHAS, and I'm joined by Lisa Smith, who is the Dean of Student Engagement over at Hastings College. Lisa, thank you for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So first and foremost, this is a new position that just came around this academic year, the Dean of Student Engagement. Tell me a little bit about that position.
It comes under the heading of Student Experience, and I am one half of a partnership with Student Life. So Student Life is the residency part, the living on campus. And student experience is who am I when I'm there. So working with students to move towards their best self while they're at college.
And with this, you have a whole kind of a team to work with you as well. What do you guys do as a team?
I do. I have a fantastic team. There's three parts. And the first is we have a director of first year experiences. Kimberly Milivac is the director of that. And she works one-on-one in small groups with faculty and staff in supporting the experience for first-year students in whatever way that means. How to use a washer and dryer in the laundry room to how do I learn how to make new friends. So a great relationship builder there. The second leg of the team is the Center for Vocational Discernment and Career Services, which was career services for the past 20 plus years, but we've added the vocational discernment element, which is Valerie Brenn, Kim Gravetti, and they work with students, Valerie, with the first and second year students to help them develop an understanding of who they are in the world and what their strengths are, what their talents are. And then Kim Gravetti brings it home with the junior, senior, and the internship part of the process, internships, externships, getting out and working in the world, being connected with the world, and moving into the work and life experience. And third is our support services. So we have what we call Studio 200, which is a wonderful space, but also an amazing philosophy about supporting all learners in whatever way they need it in order to maximize their academic and living experience. So that's anything from providing free tutoring services to working on transitioning from high school to college academically and emotionally and relationally. And that is headed by Dr. Maggie Callahan and Emily Dunbar, an amazing team over there. We also have a sort of a battalion of student leaders. They're the true experts. So we have GAs, interns, and students who do the work on the ground. They're the real troops in engaging one another in the community that is Hastings College.
So before the interview, you told me a little bit that this position and this whole team that you guys have was just made this June. How have things gone since it's been about six months since since it's been created?
Yeah, we're about 10 or 11 weeks into the semester, and we're already blown away by the magnitude of the programs that we're building and already expanding. We've served now well over probably close to 3,000 students have – 3,000 visits. That's not all the same. 3,000 visits to the Studio 200, to the Learning Studio, to get support in a whole variety of ways. Students coming in there, in and out. It's like a beehive. And then the first director of First Year Experiences has – she never stops moving. She never stops going. She's working with students constantly, more than we ever thought that she probably would. And our vocational career service piece is picking up. It will really engage in the second semester, but already we're seeing things, doing things that we hadn't anticipated already starting. So, and our student leaders, our interns, our GAs, our young people who have picked up the rope, and they are just going with it. They are doing things on campus, again, that we didn't even anticipate. Lots of community building, incredible dialogue, relationships forming, really powerful engagement, I guess that's our name, and that's what we do. And we're really surprised by the gaps that we're filling that we didn't even really know existed.
And then last question for you here, Lisa. Give me a little bit of feedback you've heard from the students.
Oh, wow. They are asking to be a part of it. They're asking to they're offering ideas for additional services. They are building programs and things of their own and asking for support in that, which we're giving wholeheartedly. We really want this to be a student-driven process, and we're just sort of the people behind the scenes, behind the green curtain, making it happen. But really, it's about student empowerment through engaging in their learning community.
All right. That is Lisa Smith, the Dean of Student Engagement over at Hastings College. Lisa, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back with Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. Buckle Court, UNK with a lead over Hastings College, 40-33 here at halftime. Tomorrow night, we'll be on the road with Hastings as the Broncos play another NCAA Division II opponent. It's going to be Hastings and the Vikings of Augustana University. We'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota tomorrow night. 7:30 will be the tip-off time tomorrow, 7:15 for the pregame show. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS and online at hastingslink.com. Thursday night, we've got high school basketball for you. As Hastings Saints SA will play Fillmore Central in a women's or girls boys basketball doubleheader at the Chapman Gym beginning at about 6. Friday night will be with the Hastings High Tigers, a girls boys basketball doubleheader at Beatrice, and then all the basketball teams will be taking a couple of days off following Friday for the Christmas holiday. So we'll have a bunch of basketball the rest of the week right here on 1230 KHIS. We got the second half here. Lopers leading the Broncos to score 40-33 at halftime. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, by Mary Lanning Healthcare, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Family Medical Center of Hastings, by the Hastings Tribune, Hastings Convenient Care PC, and by the Hastings College Foundation. Broncos not playing that poorly here in the first half, just not shooting the ball extremely well, 50% from the field and 30% from three-point territory. Haven't had a lot of chances at the free throw line either. Hastings only 2 out of 4 from the line. Last night in the ball game against Tabor, Hastings fired up 20 free throws and they had 30 three-point field goal attempts. Now getting the same shots here in this ball game against NCAA Division II opponent UNK. There's Kale. He'll throw up a three and hit it. Logan Kale opens up the second half with a three-pointer from the wing on the left side, and the Broncos have cut the lead down to 4 points now at 40-36. Here's Winchester taking the ball to the hole. Dishes off. His shot's going to be blocked down. That's a McGrath having the ball knocked out of his hands there after Winchester gave it away. But now Hastings will stay here on defense. UNK will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. Winchester looking to play things in. Comes way out on top. That's Coster with the ball. Now to Winchester on the wing. To Coster, to Winchester on the wing, right sideline. Winchester, bounce pass goes down to Coster. His shot from 17 is off of the mark, no good. Ball is picked up here by Hastings. Hiscock has got the ball, now to Kevin Miller. The Broncos are down by 4 points. Miller to the goal. Hit shot's going to be blocked down there by McGrath. The ball is loose out near the 10-second line. It's picked up here by Coster as he drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Traveling violation is called on Cannon Coster. So UNK gets the block down here with McGrath, but then they couldn't finish on the other end as Acosta is whistled for the traveling violation, and Hastings College has got the ball, still trailing by 4 points here, 40-36. Here's Hiscock. He drives it on the left side of the lane, now spins in the paint. His shot is going to be off with a mark, no good. Rebound comes down here to A.J. Jackson, now to Winchester. Winchester has got the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a Jewel with the ball. Free throw line extended left side to Coster at the top of the key. The Jewel down in the corner. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Hiscock. Hiscock gets it away. Down to Shane Chamberlain. Hustles back the other way. Chamberlain gives it out to a Kevin Miller. Miller drives it into the paint. There's a pass right through the fingertips of Chamberlain out of bounds. Turnover number 9 in the ball game for Hastings College, and the Broncos will drop back on defense now, still trailing by 4 points here in the basketball game. 40-36, 18 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the contest from the Health and Sports Center. There's Coster for three, shot good. Cannon Coster throws up the three ball. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. UNK now with the lead, 43-36 over Hastings College here in the second half of play. Bart Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock out of Leposki to Miller. A shot for three, good. Kevin Miller throws up a three at the other end. Miller's got 13 in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. 43-39 is the score. Coster with the ball, gets it to Duel, drives the ball to the hole. A shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Miller. Miller runs her back the other way. 2-on-4. Miller out to Logan Kale. Out here to Chamberlain. Moves the ball to the elbow, and a shot good. Shane Chamberlain scores for Hastings in transition. That is the second field goal of the ball game for Shane Chamberlain, and Hastings has got the lead to 2 points. 43-41, UNK has got the lead. Lopers have the ball here on the near sideline. A.J. Jackson, he's open from 15, takes a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Leposki on the weak side. Leposki runs her back the other way. Leposki across the 10-second line, and now he'll hold things up. UNK still in a man-to-man defense. Hiscock has got it down to Kevin Miller. To Hiscock, to Logan Kale. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kyle Jewell. Hastings has not had any kind of a lead in this ball game so far as UNK has led it from the opening tap. Coster has got the ball, dribble penetration, throws it to Winchester out here in three, shot good. Chase Winchester all of a sudden has found the range from a three-point territory. He's knocked down four of those bad boys so far today. And now it's a 46-41 ball game. UNK with a five-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Leposky down to Hiscock. His shot good, and he's fouled. Hiscock is fouled out here in three-point territory, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a four-point play. Bart Hiscock is knocked down right in front of us here. He gets the three-pointer to go down, and Hiscock will go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a four-point play. That one goes on McGrath. That's going to be his third. So now the Broncos are only down by 2 points at 46-44. Hiscock to the free throw line for Hastings. Bart is 78% foul shooter on the season. Shot good. Bart Hiscock hits the free throw. He's going to check out of the ball game. Here comes Zach Kitten into the contest now. So Hastings is trailing 46-45. 16 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the basketball game. There's a ball that's going to be deflected and is brought down here by Hastings. Turnover number 9 on UNK. Leposky to the goal. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound Burns for UNK. Burns now to Winchester down the right sideline. Winchester takes it to the hole and scores. Chase Winchester. He's now got 14 in the ball game for UNK. Lopers have a three-point lead, 48-45 over Hastings. Kevin Miller with the ball. Miller goes to Leposky right here at the top of the three-point circle. Leposky bounce pass now to Kitten. Kitten brings it back to Miller. He'll fire up a three. His shot's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Coster. Cannon Coster down the right sideline. Accelerates. Gives the ball away to Winchester. His shot for three is no good. Rebound to Miller. Kevin Miller winds his way back up the floor. Logan Kale for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound battle for is brought down here by Kyle Jewell. Jewell has got it down for UNK at the 15-15 mark. Winchester with the ball. Winchester to Coster on the far sideline. Coster gets it to Jewell. Bounce pass goes inside to Burns. Burns works here against Zach Kitten. Out on top now to Winchester. Winchester drives it against Kale. Shot good. Chase Winchester. He's been a killer tonight. He's got 16 points in the ball game for UNK. A guy's been averaging 7.3 on the season. Hastings down by 5 points again at 50-45. Bounce pass tipped away from Zach Kitten. A turnover on Hastings. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for the Broncos. Coster at the other end. He's fouled on the play. Cannon Coster goes coast to coast there for UNK. He's going to be fouled on the play here by Leposky. That's going to be his second. 14:33 to play here in this basketball game. We've got a timeout on the floor. We've got a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 14:33 to play in the game. UNK 50, Hastings 45.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at HastingsLink.com. UNK has led it all the way so far. Lopers have led by as many as 11 here in the ball game. Score has been tied one time. Hastings has not yet held the lead here in this one. Hastings got within 1 point at 46-45 with the 16-17 mark of the second half, but the Lopers right now have a 5-point lead, 50-45, 14:33 to play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Coster for Nebraska Kearney. He has got 12 points in the ball game. This will be his first free throws of the night. 69% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. UNK down from the free throw line in this ball game, 5 out of 8. Hastings just 3 out of 5, so not a lot of free throws there in this one. Nice shot by Coster is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes out of Hastings. Barton Hiscock has got the rebound for Hastings. Gives it away to Miller into the offensive zone. Now to Kitten. Zach Kitten just to the left of the circle. Dribbles once. Comes over here to Wahlberg, who had a good night last night with 13 points against Tabor. Bounce pass inside to Kitten. Puts up a shot for the window. Good. Zach Kitten scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Zach had 8 last night in the ball game against Tabor College. The Blue Jays, 51-47 is the score. Hastings now trailing by 4 points. Coster's 15-footer is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kevin Miller of Hastings. Kevin Miller into the offensive zone. The Wahlberg bounce pass goes inside to Kitten, and a foul is going to be called. Kitten trying to put a move on down there in the baseline. It's going to go on Conan Coster. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Lopers. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. 13:45 to play. Here in the ball game, the Broncos trailing 51-47. Miller is shot good. Kevin Miller scores. Kevin now with 15 in the ball game, and Hastings back within 2. 51-49 here in the second half. Coster has got the ball. Coster now to a Winchester. They lob it over here to Coster, right side of the lane. Coster, his pass into the paint, deflected away. Penner has now got the ball. Penner picks it up and scores it. Henry Penner scores in the lane there for Nebraska Kearney. Lopers now with a 4-point lead, 53-49 over Hastings. Zach Johnson with the ball. For the Broncos, Johnson lobs it inside. Hiscock grabs it. Nice pass to Kitten. His shot's going to be blocked down by Coster from behind. Great defensive play there by Cannon Coster for Nebraska Kearney. He gets a block. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 13:01 to play here in the basketball game. The Broncos are trailing by 4 points at 53-49. Wahlberg will look to play things in. Wahlberg comes way out on top. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Kitten. He drives it, leaves it down in the corner. Wahlberg for 3, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Hiscock, follow shot good. Bart Hiscock gets the offensive board and the putback. Hiscock now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 2. 53-51, 12 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the basketball game from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney tonight. Winchester with the ball. Winchester gets it out to Coster. Coster throws up a shot over Kitten. Good. Cannon Coster throws up the three-pointer. He's got 16 in the ball game, and the Lopers are out on top now by 5. It's 56-51. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Zach Kitten. Kitten down in the corner. Wahlberg has got it. Sends it back inside to Hiscock. One fake. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Coster picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Coster. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Lopers here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Hiscock. Hiscock 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. His shot is up there. The shot is no good. He'll get one more into the ball game now for UNK. We're going to see A.J. Jackson. Jackson coming in. Kyle Jewell checking out. Broncos are down by 5 points. It's 56-51. Next shot is up there. Good by Bart Hiscock. Hiscock now in double figures. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Scored 14 last night in their win over the Tabor Blue Jays. 56-52 is the score. UNK has got the lead here over Hastings College's. Winchester is passing to be intercepted. Intercepted, a turnover on the Lopers. That's their 10th of the ball game. Hastings has got the ball. They're down by 4 points. 56-52. There's Johnson underneath the basket. They get it over here to Hiscock. Back outside to Miller. His shot for 3 is good. Kevin Miller bangs one home. And Hastings again within 1 point. 56-55 with 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play. And Hastings has never led here in this ball game, but they're within 1 point right now. Here's Coster. He takes the ball in the basket, and he's going to be fouled in the play. And Coster is fouled in the play on the way in. It's going to go on Hiscock. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. UNK will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 11:21 to play. Lopers out on top of Hastings, 56-55. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds here by Miller of Hastings, and now they'll play things in off of the far sideline. Henry Penner will key things in here for UNK. Lopers will get into the hands of Winchester. He's got 16 points in the ball game thus far. He cranks up another three. His shot's up there, no good. Rebound is going to be Bart Hiscock. Hastings has got a chance to pull ahead. Here's Miller. His shot good. Hastings has the lead. Kevin Miller now with 20 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are out on top, 57-56. And a timeout now from UNK as Hastings has come from 11 points down to grab the lead. 10 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the game. We've got a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings 57, UNK 56.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College now with a lead over Nebraska Kearney here tonight. 57-56. The Broncos grabbing the lead for the first time on the driving layup by Kevin Miller. Head coach Kevin Lofton calling the timeout there for UNK. So the Broncos, who trailed at halftime by 7 at 40-33. Hastings trailed by 11 throughout much of the first half. Now Hastings has come back to grab the lead here in the second half, 57-56. 10 minutes and 57 seconds to play here at the Health and Sports Center Buckle Court. Nebraska Kearney will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Henry Penner will get into the hands of Chase Winchester. Winchester down to Penner, over to Coster. Out here to a Winchester again. Over to Penner to the far sideline. That's A.J. Jackson with the ball. Coster comes over here to Winchester behind his screen. Now they give it away to Burns. A shot for three. Good. Carter Burns throws up the three-pointer. And UNK back out on top now by a score of 59-57. On the tray there by Carter Burns. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 59-57. Hastings down by 2 points. Kitten has got the ball. Zach Kitten dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Kitten gets it to Bart Hiscock. Hiscock on the wing. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hiscock at the free throw line. Hiscock comes over here to Wahlberg. His shot is up there. No good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Coster. Here come the Lopers back the other way. Coster runs over Miller. Knocks him down. Free throw line. Jumper good. No foul as Miller was knocked down right at the free throw line, and Coster had a wide open look for the charity stripe, and he hits the field goal. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. Lopers have a 4-point lead now, 61-57. Miller back the other way to Wahlberg underneath the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Nice pass there by Miller. Wahlberg will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. He was fouled in the play by A.J. Jackson of Nebraska Kearney. And now we have got another timeout here. Another timeout at the 9:38 mark of this second half. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. 9:38 to play in the game. UNK 61, Hastings 57.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings still hitting right at 50% for the ball game. They're 23 out of 46. Broncos have knocked down 4 out of 8 from 3-point range here in the second half so far. UNK hitting 57% for the ball game. They're 8 out of 15 here in the second half. They're 53%. UNK 4 out of 7 on 3-pointers here since halftime. 57%. Hastings has had only 7 free throws in the ball game. They're 4 out of 7 from the stripe. UNK 5 out of 9 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Hastings is trailing 61 to 57. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Wahlberg at the line has shot good. Ben Wahlberg knocks down a free throw. Wahlberg, an 85% foul shooter in the season. He is now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line this season. Broncos are down by 3. Next shot is up there. It is good by Ben Wahlberg. Wahlberg's going to check out into the ballgame now will be Chamberlain. So Hastings is down by a goose here. 61 to 59 is the score. Approaching 9 minutes to play here in the basketball game from the Helton Sports Center. Here tonight, Koster has got the ball, gets away, dribbles it to the rack and scores it. Cannon Koster scores. Koster's got 20. Chase Winchester's got 16 to lead the Lopers. 63-59. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Leposky has got the ball around his screen. Leposky goes to Chamberlain for a three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Ball is brought down here by Koster. Cannon Koster will bring it up himself. Koster, the Kearney product here. Koster drives the ball to the basket. Shot good, and he's fouled again. Koster now with 22 in the ball game. He is fouled on the play here, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is going to be called on Kevin Miller. That's going to be his third. So Koster will go to the line now for Nebraska Kearney. He's 1 out of 2 for the stripes so far this evening as Koster looks up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. So it's a 6-point ball game, 65-59. Here's Miller with the ball. Miller comes out on top. That's going to be Hiscock. Down to Chamberlain. Chamberlain down to Leposky. Leposky moves it over on the left side to Johnson. On the dribble, down to the baseline, gets it to Hiscock, now to Johnson. Brings it up high, circles around, goes to the free throw line. Here's a Shane Chamberlain with the ball. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Chamberlain over here to Leposky for a three. Shot good. Leposky hits the three-pointer for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are within three. 65-62. Lopers have a three-point lead. Here's Burns with the ball. Burns down to Penner. Comes out on top to Koster. He drives it to the goal. His shot is good again. Cannot stop his dribble penetration. Koster has got 24 in the ball game now. It's 67-62. Hastings down by 5 points here. There's a Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock now to Leposky. Leposky's pass is going to be intercepted, trying to get it to Miller. It was intercepted. A turnover on Hastings. They're 11 to the game. Back the other way. Winchester misses. But he slammed there by Carter Burns. Burns got the ricochet rebound slam as Burns has now got 5 points in the ball game. The Lopers with a 7-point lead. Here's Zach Johnson underneath the basket. His reverse layup, no good. Penner with a rebound. Lopers have a 7-point lead, 69-62 with 7.5 to play here in the basketball game. There's a Koster with the ball, now to Henry Penner. Penner takes it to A.J. Jackson on the far side. There's a Chase Winchester. Winchester gives it away to Koster. Koster drives the ball again toward the hole. The ball slipped away from him. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. So a turnover on Nebraska Kearney. That's going to be their 11th turnover on this ball game. Hastings has fallen behind by 7. We have led it just briefly in the game. 57 to 56. Hastings has led for just a brief period of time. In fact, 7 seconds of the entire ball game. Here comes Miller with the ball. Miller comes out on top. That's going to be Chamberlain with it now. Chamberlain over to Leposky. Top of the key. There's Hiscock. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carter Burns. Burns gets it away now to Winchester. He'll bring things up with 6.5 minutes to play. Winchester drives inside. An offensive foul is going to be called here on Chase Winchester. Him and Miller have been going at it most of the night here, and Winchester is going to be hit with an offensive charging foul. Two fouls now on Chase. Team foul number 5 on the Lopers. 69-62 is the score. UNK with a 7-point lead over Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Leposky inside to Miller. His shot is up and in. Kevin Miller now with 22 in the ball game. Leposky gets the assist. 69-64. Hastings down by 5 points with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Coster has got the ball. Coster out on top. Winchester for three. Good again. Chase Winchester has now got 19 points in the basketball game. Somewhere we lost him on the scout. He has been hitting 44% from three-point territory, averaging 7 points per ball game, and he's got 19 here in the ball game here tonight. UNK has now got an 8-point lead, 72-64. Here's a Miller with the ball. Miller on the right side. Miller takes it to the top of the key on the dribble, steps back, throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Penner. Henry Penner with a rebound. Gets it away to A.J. Jackson into the forecourt to Coster. Drives the ball into the paint. Contact made. Foul called before the shot. No shots. The foul is going to go here on Leposky. That's going to be his third. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Ben Wahlberg. Going out will be Bart Hiscock. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show. Then we'll head for Sioux Falls. We'll have Augustana and Hastings tomorrow night beginning at 7:15. There's a Burns. A shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Miller of Hastings. The Broncos are down by 8 points, 72-64. Chamberlain with the ball. Gets it inside to Leposky. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It rolls off with a front iron. Rebound comes down to Burns. Carter Burns gets it to a Winchester. Chase Winchester across the 10-second line down to Penner. Penner's pass is going to be deflected and is brought down here by Hastings. 12 turnovers on UNK. Miller takes the ball to the hole. Shot is good, and he's fouled into play. Kevin Miller scores for Hastings, and he's fouled into play here. Winchester picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. And now Kevin Miller will go to the free throw line, but we've got a timeout called here. We've got a timeout on the floor here. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. UNK 72, Hastings 66.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Kearney hitting 13 out of 22 here in the second half. That's 59%. Hastings hitting only 12 out of 26 since halftime. That's 46%. UNK still leading the rebounding war, 29-24 over Hastings. 3 offensive rebounds, 26 on defense for UNK. 4 offensive rebounds, 20 on defense for Hastings. The Broncos have turned the ball over 11 times here in the ball game. UNK has got 14 turnovers. Lopers have a 6-point lead, 72-66 over Hastings. But Kevin Miller is at the free throw line for Hastings. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. Miller's shot good. Kevin Miller converts on the three-point play. He's now got 25 in the ball game. Hastings is within 5 points now at 72-67. Lopers have led by as many as 11 here in the ball game. Biggest lead for Hastings, 1. Chase Winchester has got the ball to the far sideline. That's a Jewel with the ball. Jewel sends it down low. It's going to be too far through the fingertips of Carter Burns out of bounds. A turnover on UNK. That's a 15 turnovers now in the Lopers. Chamberlain checks out of the ball game. Here comes Wahlberg back in there. Hastings is down by 5 points at 72-67. 4.5 minutes to go here in regulation. Kevin Miller with the ball. Now to Leposky. Leposky just to the right of the circle. Comes out here to Kitten at the top of the key. Zach dribbling with the ball. Zach moves it to the right side on the dribble. Bounce pass. Goes to Leposky, spins in a lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Winchester with a rebound. Chase Winchester comes down with the ball there for Nebraska Kearney. Winchester into the offensive zone to A.J. Jackson. Jackson now to Coster. Sends it out here to Jackson at the top of the circle. A.J. looking right, reverses the ball to Jewell. Back out to a Winchester, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Kyle Jewell with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Jewell moves it to the free throw line, down the lane, stops, turnaround jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Hiscock has got the rebound. Down to Kevin Miller. Miller takes it all in. The rack shot, good. Kevin Miller scores for Hastings. Miller's got 27 points in the ball game. Hastings is within 3 points, 72-69. 3.5 to go. Coster, his pass deflected. Hastings has got the ball. Another turnover on UNK. They're 16th in the ball game. Leposky has got it for Hastings. Leposky gets it to Wahlberg. Now to Bart Hiscock here at the free throw line. Hiscock throws it over here to Leposky. Still 15 on the shot clock. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. 72-69. Hastings down by three. Here's Kitten powering his way to the goal in a traveling violation. Kitten took it into the lane. A lot of body in there. A lot of timber in there. And Kitten is whistled for the traveling violation. 12 turnovers on Hastings. Broncos need to stop now in defense. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings down by three, 72-69. UNK has got the ball as they get it over here. Out here in 3 point territory, Burns has got it. Now to Coster. Coster looking to penetrate. He drives it against Leposky. Throws it to the right side to a Jewell. Out to a Winchester. 5 seconds, 4 seconds on the shot clock. Winchester, his shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound, Hastings. That's Hiscock with a rebound. Gets it away now into the forward court. There's a Hiscock. Now to Leposky. To Hiscock. He drives it toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on A.J. Jackson. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Hiscock to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in regulation. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the home of NFL and college football. 2:16 to play in regulation. UNK 72, Hastings 69.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and online at hastingslink.com. 72-69 is the score. UNK has got the lead over Hastings. Bart Hiscock at the free throw line. Hiscock 3 out of 5 tonight. Shot is up there. Good. Hiscock nails one for Hastings. Hiscock now with the 11 in the ballgame, had 14 last night in our win over Tabor. Hastings now within 2 points at 72-70. Hiscock's next free throw, good. So Hastings within 1 point here, 72-71 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in regulation. Coster has got the ball for UNK. Coster moves it to the left side of the floor. Coster goes to the far side. That's Winchester with it now. Winchester picked up by Miller. Over here to Coster around the screen. Coster has got the ball. Coster comes to the near side to Burns for three. Shot no good. Rebound, Hastings. Kitten has got the rebound. Now to Miller down the right sideline. Hastings down by one, 72-71. 1:45 to play here in the basketball game. Hiscock Gets it inside down to Kitten. Kitten works it into lane, spins, puts up a shot, hits it. Zach Kitten scores. Hastings has got the lead. 73-72. The Broncos have the lead with a minute and 30 seconds to play in regulation. A.J. Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets it to Winchester, now to Jewell. Right side of the wing. That's a Coster. He drives a reverse layup. Good. Cannon Coster gets a reverse layup. He's got 26 in the ball game. UNK has got the lead, 74-73. Hastings has the ball. Miller loses control of it. Turnover on Hastings, and the ball is brought down here by UNK. That's going to be the 13th turnover on Hastings College. Now 56 seconds to play. UNK has got a one-point lead, 74-73. Needing a stop here on defense. There's a long-range dumper by Coster. No good. Rebound Hastings. That's Wahlberg with a rebound. The Broncos now have the ball down by 1 point, 74-73. 39 seconds to play, 22 in the shot clock. Here's Miller. Miller goes inside to Kitten. Zach in the lane has to get rid of it. He does. Hiscock has got the ball, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. 29 seconds to play in the game. We'll have 13 left in the shot clock when we come back. Our timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 29 seconds to play. UNK 74, Hastings 73.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, UNK led 40-33 at halftime. The Lopers had an 11-point lead in the first half. Hastings has battled back here. Our biggest lead has been 1 point a couple of times. The Broncos now have a 1 point deficit, 74-73, 29.1 seconds left. On the game clock, we've got 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Hastings will inbound the ball right in front of us in their offensive end here on the near sideline. Zach Kitten will inbound the ball. The Broncos are down by a point, 74-73. Kitten looking to inbound. He gets it to a Miller out here to the 10-second line. Miller drives the ball. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Shot up and in, and he's fouling the play. Ben Wahlberg gets the offensive board and the putback, and he is fouled on the play. Wow, Ben Wahlberg gets a big, big rebound there for Hastings to give the Broncos the advantage at 75-74. Wahlberg goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Good. 3-point play by Ben Wahlberg. Hastings has got the lead, and we've got a timeout called here with 23.6 seconds to play. We'll take a break, brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The Broncos have the lead. Hastings 76, UNK 74.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Kearney, 76-74, 23.6 seconds to play. UNK will inbound the ball. Coster has got it, brings it across the 10-second line. Here are the Loopers now with 17 seconds to play. Coster has got it. Coster on the right side. Coster drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. He is fouled on the play with 10.8 seconds to play. Coster gets the field goal. He is fouled on a play here by Zach Kitten. So Coster gets the field goal to tie things up at 76 points apiece. with 10.8 seconds to play. Koster now goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. He's a 69% foul shooter on the season. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line here in this ball game. We're tied up at 76 points apiece with 10.8 seconds remaining. Koster at the line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings. Leposky has got the ball. Leposky gets it to Miller. Miller across the 10-second line. 6 seconds to play. Miller has got it. Miller against Winchester loses control of the ball. It is picked up here by the Lopers. A shot from half court is no good by Koster. And we are headed to overtime. We are headed for overtime as Miller lost control of the ball. It was picked up there by UNK. They got it to Koster, who launches from the 10-second line. It was off of the rim, and that's the way the regulation period will end. Both teams had the lead there in the final seconds of the ball game. We're headed to overtime. How fitting for a couple of rivals to go into an overtime session. We'll take a break with the score, UNK 76, Hastings 76.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online, HastingsLink.com. Headed to a 5-minute overtime session here tonight, UNK Hastings College. We are tied up at 76 points apiece. Well, we've got a extra session here tonight at the Health and Sports Center. We'll jump things up again. It's going to be Leposky up against Burns. Ball is in the air. It's going to be Hastings controlling the opening tap here of the overtime session. A 5-minute overtime tonight between Hastings and NCAA Division II opponent UNK. Hastings with the ball. Here's Leposky out to Kitten. They lob it inside. That's Hiscock. His shot is up there and in. Bart Hiscock scoring there. Hiscock has now got 14 points in the ball game. Matches what he did last night against Tabor. Hastings with a lead, 78-76. UNK with the ball. Winchester moves it down the baseline. That's going to be Burns back outside to Koster. They sent a screen for him. Koster out here in three-point territory. Now to Burns. A shot for three. Good. Carter Burns nails a three-pointer. That's his second three of the ball game. He's got 8 points. 79-78 is the score. UNK now with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Zach Kitten. His pass is going to be deflected and a turnover on Hastings. Some big turnovers here for the game on the line. The Broncos have just turned it away for the 14th time here in the ballgame. UNK has got a lead, 79-78. Lopers have the ball. Here's a Winchester. His shot from 15 is up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Hiscock of Hastings. Hiscock gets it to Kevin Miller. Miller down to Hiscock into the forecourt. Leposky has got the ball on the wing. Leposky holds it. Leposky holds it. Comes out on top now. The Kitten over to Wahlberg on the far sideline. Bounce pass out to Hiscock. Now to Miller. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Throws up a three. His shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Burns. 3:20 to play in overtime. Lopers have a one-point lead over Hastings, 79-78. UNK with the ball. Jewell has got it. Jewell picked up by Hiscock. Bounce pass to Koster. Koster splits a couple of defenders, drives into the hole. The ball knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Zach Kitten of Hastings. Turnover number 17 on UNK. Miller has got the ball. Nearly lost that baby out of bounds. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Miller has got it. Miller comes over here. The Kitten lobs it inside to Hiscock, and his shot is no good. He leaves it on the rim, and it's just short, and it falls out of there. 79-78. Lopers have a one-point lead. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play in overtime. That was so close. Hiscock looked like he had notions of maybe jabbing that baby home and left it just short. Koster trying to drive the ball there, and it's going to be a foul on Hastings. It's going to go on Leposky. Four fouls now on Leposky. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in overtime, 79-78. Lopers have a one-point lead. That's only the sixth team foul on Hastings. No free throws here. Winchester will inbound the ball for the Lopers. Winchester comes over here to Koster on the near sideline. Out here near the 10-second line, Koster behind his screen. Koster for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hastings. Hiscock has got the ball. Bart gets it away down to Kevin Miller. Brings it into the offensive zone here for the Broncos with 2:12 to play in overtime. Miller to the hole. Shot good. Kevin Miller high off of the basket or high off of the glass there. He scores. He's got 28 points in the ball game, and Hastings has got the lead. 80-79 now with 2 minutes to play in the overtime session. Here's a steal by Hiscock. Turnover number 18 on UNK. Miller has got the ball. Kevin Miller has got it here on the right sideline. Back out to Hiscock for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Koster. Koster runs it down the near sideline. Koster flips it to A.J. Jackson. Hastings with a one-point lead, 80-79. 90 seconds to play. Here's Koster. His shot hits the side of the glass. He gets the ball back. Koster goes back up, and he's fouled in the play here by Hiscock. Bart Hiscock is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. Minute and 23 seconds to play. Hastings with a one-point lead, 80-79. A.J. Jackson is at the free throw line now for Nebraska Kearney, a 50% foul shooter on the season. He is 3 out of 6 in the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. A.J. Jackson nails the free throw. He's now 2 of 2 so far tonight. We're tied up now at 80 points apiece here in the overtime session with a 1:23 left on the clock. A.J. Jackson's next shot is up there and in. UNK now with the lead, 81-80. And now we've got a timeout, UNK. Timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings, the home of NFL and college football. 1:23 to play in overtime. UNK 81, Hastings 80.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
UNK beat Hastings last year 93-64. The Broncos won the year before 85-83. Hastings has won twice in the last 5 years here against the UNK. Lopers have a one-point lead, 81-80. There's the score in overtime. There's a pass inside. Kitten grabs it, shoots, and scores. Zach Kitten gets the field goal on the pass from Kevin Miller, and Hastings has got the lead. 82-81 with a minute and 7 seconds left in overtime. UNK has got the ball. Jewell has got it down to Koster. Koster gets it over to Winchester. 16 left in the shot clock. 56 left in the game. Driving the ball down the lane. Winchester has it knocked loose. He picks her back up. Shoots and scores. Winchester now with the 21 in the ball game. UNK has got an 83-82 advantage now. Here in overtime, Kevin Miller to the basket. His shot good. Kevin Miller scores for Hastings. Miller's got 30 in the ball game. That ties his season high. And the Broncos now have an 84-83 lead. And now head coach Kevin Lofton wants to call a timeout. So Kevin Miller has 30 in the ball game. Ties his season high that he also put up against Doan earlier this year. 34.5 seconds to play in overtime. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 84, UNK 83.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also, I find at HastingsLink.com, a little extra session here tonight. We're in overtime. It's 84-83. Hastings with a one-point lead over the Lopers. 34.5 seconds to play. Kevin Miller gets the driving layup for Hastings with 41 seconds to play. That is the difference right now. Miller has got 30 in the basketball game tonight for Hastings College. So it's going to be UNK inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Winchester has got it. Going to have about 9 seconds or so differential between the play clock and the shot clock. Here's Winchester for three. His shot no good. Rebound Leposky. Leposky has got it for Hastings, and a foul is called here in backcourt. Winchester throws up a three from the right side on the wing. That was no good. Early in the possession there for UNK, Leposky grabs the rebound, and now Brandon Leposky goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Leposky will have a one-and-one situation here. He's one for one so far tonight. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's out of, but no, it's going to be saved here by UNK, and then it's out of bounds here on the near sideline. UNK initially saved it underneath the basket. That was A.J. Jackson who saved it for UNK. Looked like he was going to be out of bounds, but then his deflection came to the near side, and it came out of bounds here. So Hastings will play things in with 15.5 seconds to play in overtime, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 15.5 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings 84, UNK 83.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Health and Sports Center. 15.5 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings has the lead over UNK. 84-83. Hastings will inbound the ball here off the near sideline. Broncos will inbound. Here's a kit, and he gets it into Miller, and Miller is going to be fouled in the play. So Kevin Miller is fouled into play here by Chase Winchester. Winchester picks up his fourth personal foul. And now Kevin Miller will go to the free throw line for Hastings for two shots. His first one is up there good. Kevin Miller hits the free throw for Hastings with 13.2 seconds to play. That gives Hastings a two-point advantage now at 85-83. Miller's next free throw up there good. Kevin Miller hits two free throws, and Hastings has now got a three-point lead at 86-83, 8 seconds to play. Winchester moves it over here to Jewell. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound, Hiscock, and he's going to be fouled in a play. With 1.4 seconds to play, Hastings will go to the free throw line. So UNK throws up the shot from Kyle Jewell here on the near side that would not go. Hastings gets an all-important rebound. Going to the free throw line will be Bart Hiscock for Hastings with 1.4 seconds to play. Hastings with an 86-83 advantage here over UNK. Hiscock is 5-for-6 from the free throw line in this ballgame. And now they're going to go to a replay. For some reason, they have a replay in the NCAA. They're gonna check. All right, they're going to put 2.6 left on the clock. They were checking the main clock there, and they went to the replay to check it out. So 2.6 seconds is going to be what's going to be on the clock. Hiscock is going to go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. That's one advantage that the NCAA has. They can go to the replay down the row here from us. And in that instance, they checked the time to make sure it was correct. It was not. 2.6 seconds to play. Hiscock hits the free throw for Hastings. Hiscock is now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line of this ball game. Hastings has a 4-point lead. Hiscock's next free throw is going to be missed. No good. Rebound comes down to UNK from backcourt. Burns throws it up there. The shot no good. And that is the ball game. Hastings beats Nebraska Kearney here in men's basketball. The final score of 87-83. So the Broncos come here and knock off the Lopers here tonight, 87-83 in overtime. And the Broncos now get sent for a trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota tomorrow to play their second NCAA Division II opponent of the week. Hastings picks up the win here tonight, a tough one over UNK. Final score of 87-83. Back with a recap after this.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning and Hastings. And Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine. They're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Kearney in overtime. Final score of 87-83. UNK led by as many as 11 points in the first half. Lopers had a 7-point advantage at halftime, 40-33. Hastings battled back in the second half of play. The Broncos eventually went ahead here in the second half at 57-56 with 10 minutes and 57 seconds to play. And the Broncos able to scratch one out as the game ended 76-76 at the end of regulation. Each team had a chance to win it in regulation, but they couldn't pull it off. And then Hastings getting a field goal from Kevin Miller, driving layup with 41 seconds to play to give the Broncos the lead in overtime at 84-83. Miller also getting a couple of free throws later on. Bart Hiscock hitting a free throw late for Hastings in overtime, and the Broncos knock off UNK for the second time in 3 years. They win tonight in overtime by a score of 87-83. We'll get you the final numbers brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings ended up hitting 33 out of 67 from the field tonight, 49.3%. The Broncos 8 out of 23, on three-pointers for 34%. UNK actually shot the ball better than we did tonight. Lopers 33 out of 65 for 50.8%. And UNK 10 out of 29 on three-pointers for 34%. Hastings 13 out of 18 from the free-throw line. That is 72%. UNK from the free-throw line was 7 out of 13, 53%. Hastings ended up out-rebounding UNK 39-35. Broncos had 7 offensive rebounds, 32 on defense. 4 offensive rebounds for UNK, 31 on defense. Hastings had 15 turnovers. UNK had 17. Broncos had 1 block shot, 7 steals. 3 block shots, 9 steals for UNK. Leading rebounder for Hastings was Bart Hiscock. Double-double tonight for Hiscock. 15 points and 12 rebounds. Leading rebounder for UNK was Cannon Coster. He had 9 points. He just missed a double-double as he scored 30 in the ball game here tonight for UNK. Scoring-wise, Kevin Miller, new season high, 33 points in the ball game for Kevin Miller here tonight. Bart Hiscock, a double-double, 15 points and 12 rebounds. Zach Kitten had 14 points in the game tonight for Hastings. Ben Wahlberg had 7. Brandon Leposky had 6 points. 5 points tonight for Zach Johnson, 4 for Shane Chamberlain, and 3 for Logan Kale. 30 tonight for Cannon Coster. He had 9 rebounds. He had 3 three-pointers in the ballgame tonight for UNK. Chase Winchester had 21. Other scorers, A.J. Jackson had 7. Weston Baker McGrath had 8 points in the game tonight. Parker Batting had 5. Morgan Soucy had 2. Austin Luger had 2 points. And Henry Penner had 2. Hastings wins it in overtime tonight over UNK. Final score, 87-83. Stay tuned. Player of the game up next in the Coach's Postgame Show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Hastings College Basketball has been brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings. Your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with 3 locations in Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help when you need it most, now. By Bullseye's Sports Bar and Grill, enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, across the street from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
It's time for the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, Hastings wins it here tonight over UNK in overtime, 87-83. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And Kevin Miller leading the way for Hastings. He scores 33 in the ball game tonight. Bart Hiscock with 15 points, 12 rebounds. And Zach Kitten had a good ball game tonight. Kitten scoring 14 points in the game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game, no surprise here, Kevin Miller for Hastings, 33 points, a new season high for him in this ball game here today. Miller was 14 out of 19 from the field, 2 out of 4 on three-pointers, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, including a couple of free throws in the overtime session. He had 5 rebounds, all 5 on defense, scores 33 points, had 3 assists and a blocked shot in the ball game here tonight as Hastings knocks off UNK for the second time in 3 years. Final score of 87-83 in overtime tonight as Hastings wins it over the Lopers. Kevin Miller, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
It's time for the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help you when you need it most. Now, located at 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village.
All right, back here at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Hastings knocks off UNK in overtime tonight. Final score 87-83 is Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Hastings, will join us in the post game. And coach, we go into the overtime session. How fitting a couple of rivals get together and we go into the extra session to decide this thing.
Yeah, a crazy game. You know, a big win for a program. I'll start there. Anytime you can go beat a D2 team is huge for a program, going out and recruiting and stuff like that. And I've said it before, I think we talked about this, the GPAC. This is a big win for the GPAC. The Great Plains Athletic Conference is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal basketball conference. And I don't think it gets the show that it should. The basketball in our conference is so good. That just proves our conference, the lead teams in our conference can compete with those D2 teams. And that's why it's a big win for our team, but for our conference as well.
You guys fell behind by 11 in the first half, but really UNK never could deliver a knockout punch. They might have had us on the ropes a couple of times at 11 points, but you guys just kept battling back.
We got a little stagnant in the first half, but you know, we had a huge and one at the end of the first half, and we knew that was a big momentum going into the second half. I think it was Leposki got the and one and made the free throw, but we just stayed with it. It's one of those games where I just knew, hey, hit a shot here, and we did that, and we didn't shoot great tonight, but we just hit enough shots to stay in the game.
You eventually got ahead by 1 point, but then you couldn't expand it. That was your biggest lead, and they come down and they hit shots to respond. So the biggest lead you had throughout much of the second half was 1 point.
Well, it's crazy. Coach Rader and I were sitting on the bench. We're up by one, and all of a sudden, geez, they're up by 4, I think, or 5. We're like, wait, what just happened? Cannon Coster's a really, really good player. They're going to be fine. This is a good team. It just seems like we can never get – I knew if we could get to 4, get to 5, we just never were able to do that. But we just stayed together. I knew we were one play away from winning this game. We got it done.
Talk about the overtime session. You got a driving layup in there. I know with Kevin you had some free throws.
Yep.
But
yep.
It's the small things when you get to the overtime period that's the difference between winning and losing.
Right. I truly thought of Kevin Miller. By the way, I do want to say this. Kevin Miller, phenomenal player. Great story. Comes from California. I don't care what league. I don't care what conference. I don't care what division. He's one of the better players in the country. And he's a phenomenal story. His work ethic is off the charts. I mean, the kid is when you talk about a gym rat, that's Kevin Miller. I truly thought if he got his shot off, he was going to make it. But, you know, he got the ball stripped there and no big deal. But he had a great overtime, too. I'm just really proud of him and all of our guys.
Talk about him, his performance tonight, 33 points. He goes 14 out of 19 from the field. He hits a couple of three-pointers, pulls down 5 rebounds for you, 3 assists. And a block shot basically does it all.
He does. He's phenomenal. obviously he's defending defense player of the year in the league. And his offensive game has gotten so much better. This summer he lived in the gym and worked on his shot, knowing that this season he's going to get a lot of shots. He's tough on that ball screen. We ran a lot of what we call Nova up top, and it was hard to guard. When he gets downhill and he stops on a dime and pulls up, he's tough. There's not many players that are a better pull-up shooter than him in the country. I don't care what level.
Talk about Cannon Costner for UNK. He was able to get to the front of the rim. Yep. He drove the ball pretty well. Talk about the problems to defend him and keeping him out of the lane.
Phenomenal player. There's a reason he had a couple D1s coming out of high school, decided to stay home here at UNK. But, you know, I thought Brendan Leposky did a great job on him. Brendan's a long defender. He's going to get his points. We knew he was going to score. I think he's averaging 17 or 18 on the year. We knew he was going to get – we didn't think he's going to get 30, but we knew he was going to score. And at times he took over for him, and we knew he would. And he did a great job with that, attacking the rim. His pull-up jump shot's phenomenal. But I did Brendan, and then with Kevin Garden, I thought we did a great job on him.
Talking about the defensive effort in general, when you go against a D2 school, it's a little bit different defending these guys.
Well, they have size, but I think we have some good size too. I knew that our length caused problems for him, especially Brendan Leposky. He's long. I mean, really long and athletic. I knew that would give him problems. And obviously, Kevin's a really good defender, and Bart down low is a really good defender. So I knew we'd have, you know, Zach Kinn came in and played well for us. So our size did hurt him, actually, at times.
Yeah, Bart, he's being overshadowed by the 33 points, but he had a heck of a ball game, too. 15 points, 12 rebounds.
We've talked about if this team boards, we're going to be dangerous. And Bart, you know, had a double-double, and we actually beat him on the boards. We crashed. We got 7 offensive rebounds to their 4, and that's a huge part of the game. I mean, and then we also were 13 of 18 from the line, and I always look at the free throw stat, and 13, obviously, we win, and overtime was a big stat.
All right, so Hastings wins at 87-83 now over UNK. Well, we head to August Standard tomorrow. Yep. That's in Sioux Falls, and this is going to be a different customer tomorrow.
Yes, right? Sioux Falls is huge. They go 6'8", 6'8", 6'5", and then their point guard 6 foot. But they're a tall team. It'll be a new test for us. That's what we love these two games. We talked about how they're actually two different games. You know, UNK, Sioux Falls is a lot taller than UNK is. But it's a great test for our guys, playing somebody different, playing on the road. It's a great, great opportunity for our guys to go on the road against a really, really good D2 team again, and have an opportunity. They're a different, way different team. They're going to try to pound inside. I know that tomorrow.
Should have a little bounce in our step, though, shouldn't we?
Oh, we should. It's going to be fun tomorrow. We'll have an opportunity to, you know, stop in Omaha to have a shoot around, get up there. It'll be a fun environment. They have a huge crowd at their games. I think they're one of the leading attendants in the country. They'll have probably 1,000 to 1,500 students at their game or fans. So I know our guys are looking forward to that opportunity.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you.
That's Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Billy Gavers. Hastings again picking up the win over UNK here tonight in overtime. Final score 87-83. We'll come back and get some final thoughts as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
All right, Hastings wins it here tonight, 87-83 over Nebraska Kearney. Kevin Miller scores 33 points for Hastings College to lead the Broncos here tonight. Bart Hiscock with 15, Zach Kitten had 14 points. Hastings will play at Augustana up in Sioux Falls tomorrow. Game time will be at 7:30. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 7:15 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. So Hastings picking up a win tonight. That's their third win in a row. Hastings starting things off on Saturday with a win over Northwestern. Beat Tabor last night. They got the win over Nebraska Kearney tonight in overtime, and we'll head for Sioux Falls tomorrow. Again, 7:30 will be the game time tomorrow night against Augustana, the Vikings. And the pregame show will be at 7:15 tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Now to wrap things up from Kearney here tonight, for my producer and engineer, Stephanie Brubaker, I'm Mike Will. wishing a very pleasant good evening from Kearney.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help you when you need it most. Now, located at 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.